Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? Welcome to The Grind, man. Welcome to The Grind. We're going to get this thing started. I got something good for you guys today, man. You're not going to believe it. Actually, you will believe it, but it's going to be something that you guys have maybe never considered before, but I'm going to show you guys how to break away today, all right? So bear with me, guys. I'm going to get everybody kicking here, but I want to play a song for you guys before we actually get going here. I actually love this song. I play it all the time, so and they're going to get me a YouTube for it. And I know they're going to get me a Facebook for it. So let me go ahead and play this anyway. But I love the song, man. But let's break away. Let's see. Hey. Java, my cup of Joe, whatever you guys call it, Man, that's what I was getting. Hopefully you guys have your cup of coffee, your tea, whatever it is that you're drinking this morning. Whatever your favorite beverage is, hopefully you guys have it. Man, I want to continue to say my good mornings to everybody because I want you guys to know that this show will be absolutely nothing without you guys. And absolutely, guys, we're making history right here on the grind because this show is just a small part and it's the start of something much bigger, right? So you guys will be privy to that here in good time. But you guys are making history, man. Thank y'all for rocking with me, man. Thank y'all. You say you love that song. I see you, Lisa Farrell. I see you, Bobo, dancing out in South Africa. Man, thank you guys for jumping on. Who else we have? Who else? Hope Richardson. What's going on, young lady? Thank you so much. All the way over in the A. All the way in the A. Thank you for jumping on. See if I can get my Facebook working right today. Jimmy James Graham, what's going on, young lady? What's going on? Thank you for jumping on the grind. Some of you are in the Secret Service program. Some of you don't want to say good morning. That's okay, too, though. I get it, man. Sometimes you wake up, you don't want to say anything. Miss Sophia Skeen, I see you out there. Man, all of my regulars are on. They're accounted for. I'm missing a few people. But you know what? Life happens. Life happens. I see my people on IG. What's going on, Thunder Movement? Tara B with the T. What's going on, Love? No. Let me go over here. See a lot of people chiming on, but nobody wants to say good morning. No problem. Pennsylvania, I see you in the house. I see you in the house. Hey, man, so let's jump. Let's jump into this thing. Yeah, I like that song too, man. I really do. I love that song. What's her name? That girl's name. Some of y'all going to tell me before I get it. Camila Cabello, and I know I'm saying it all Americanish, but nonetheless, I said it. That's who sings that song, man. I love it. I love a few songs on the album. You know, you get those albums. Sometimes you only like one or two of the songs on there. I think I like three songs on her album, but that's common. You know, that's normal. So man, let's jump right into this because I wanted to help somebody this morning. I woke up this morning thinking about some things, and something was really on my mind, man. This scar on my nose, man. I jumped. Let me tell y'all what happened to me before I get into the show here, guys. It's like every time I get in the pool, I ain't joking, y'all. Every time I get in the pool, I scuff something up. All right, I scuff something up. It's either an elbow, a knee, a foot, a toe, or something. I don't know. But I jumped in a while back, and when I jumped in, and I had my contacts in my eyes, and I didn't want to take them out, so I figured I would jump in and just, you know, take a quick swim, and I did. And, man, believe it or not, I went all the way to the bottom and scraped my nose up, as crazy as that sounds. But, I came up, and I was like, ooh, that don't feel good. You know how you're in the water, you know that don't feel good. Something's not right. So I came out, man, I had scraped my nose up all the way down to the white meat. Right. And I was like, oh, my God, this is not sexy at all. But nonetheless, you know, I went in and started putting that world famous emu oil on it. And man, it healed it up. It's almost healed up. The emu oil is absolutely amazing, guys. If you haven't been exposed to some of these TLC products, go to my website. And you're going to see it. It's right there. Go to Instagram. And you'll see it in my bio. OK. And just click on that, and we got some amazing products. I'll tell you about it in a moment. But nonetheless, man, let's jump into this because I woke up this morning, and I was thinking, that's right, T-ball says scar tissue, absolutely. So I was thinking about some things, man, and you know, Pam and I were talking the other day, and we were talking about gravity, and we were talking about, you know, rising. And going through things. And we were talking to the team the other day as well, talking about, you know, going through things. Every time you start to go get to another level, you start to rise. Guys, I'm going to tell you, when you really start to really ascend to different levels, there's different devils on each of those levels that you got to get through. And each devil has a whole bunch of other little devils that are tap dancing around all over the place that's trying to get you to stay on that level. And in the world, we call that gravity, right? Your gravity is the thing that keeps you on Earth. Well, it's a great thing when you want to keep your feet planted, but it's not great when you actually want to do something. Like, let's say you're playing basketball. Gravity sucks when you're playing basketball, right? Because you can't jump as high as you want to jump. All right, you can't dunk if you ain't at least, you know, 6 foot tall most of the times, right? So gravity sucks in basketball. Gravity sucks when you want to jump. Maybe you're a pole vaulter. Gravity sucks. Gravity sucks when you're trying to get into outer space for astronauts. Gravity just sucks at certain times, but it serves a purpose. And the purpose of gravity, guys, is to actually keep your feet planted on Earth. If we didn't have gravity, then that would mean we would float away. You guys all know that. I'm not giving you guys a science lesson. But here's the deal. Whenever you're rising in your career, whatever your career may be, if you're on your job, if you're actually trying to get a promotion or whatever the case may be, if you're an entrepreneur, near and dear to my heart, if you got your own business, your own grind, you're doing your own thing, then that means you're going to have to go through a little bit more than the average person because you're not trying to be average anymore. And that's what people fail. They miss that piece. When you try to be above average, why do you not think that there's going to be above average opposition that comes against you? That's the name of the game. That's the nature of the beast. That's how the cookie crumbles. That's how the dominoes fall. If you want to be more, you're going to have to do more. And not only are you going to have to do more, you're going to have to take more. So that gravity comes into play. And as that gravity is coming into play, man, you're not just trying to move left and right because, you know, I looked up longitude, I looked up latitude, I looked up altitude, right? Altitude is you basically how high you get from a fixed point, you know, from wherever you are. That's your altitude. Longitude and latitude are a little more technical because it's really left and right. Latitude is, latitude is left and right. I'm trying to call back. I'm going back into the registry here. Latitude is left and right, and they do it from a certain point that they've already, you know, kind of like predefined. So that's how you get latitude and longitude to get to certain places. It's a preset location that they take those measurements from. So you can get anywhere on Earth with a lat and a long, right? Latitude and longitude. That's military, guys. That's Navy. That's everything, right? What's the lat long? You get there. So latitude is you moving left and right. I got to tell you, you being in your comfort zone, doing what you got to do, doing what you do when you do it, it doesn't matter to people because you're being average. You're doing the things you've always done. You're in your comfort zone. There is no growth. I had this long conversation with my daughter the other day about growth. The growth is in the grind. You know, if you're not going through it, you're not going to get to it. You're not going to grow, right? So latitude is you moving left and right, and you're still in your comfort zone. There's no elevation. There's no break in gravity there. There's no breakaway. Right? So you're still left and right. You can travel all over the world as the same person. Guess what? You're the same person here as you were over there. It doesn't matter. There is no growth. So latitude is all relative. It doesn't matter. Nobody, you're not going to get a whole bunch of opposition when you're traveling and you're in your latitude. Coffee break. Hold on. Oh, what'd you say here? Oh, my. I said it yesterday. Take. Because I still talk to my sponsor every day, and she said that to me, confirmation. Absolutely. She says, oh, my God, say it, Coach Nate, my sponsor, our global director, Sandra Pittman, said that to me yesterday as we talked about, because I still talk to my sponsor every day, as she said that to me, confirmation. Absolutely. I'm glad I can confirm. Maybe this was just for you. So latitude, thank you so much for that, T-Boss. Latitude is you moving left and right as the same person. Right? There's no growth there. Now, longitude, some of you are saying, well, what's longitude? Longitude is the point, one fixed point, right? Still a fixed point, same fixed point, forward and backwards, or north and south. See, what a lot of us are doing is we're moving left and we're moving right, we're moving forward and we're moving backwards, but we're not getting any altitude. That means we're not changing. So if you're not changing, then I'm gonna refer to somebody. I normally say this word, but we shouldn't give this thing any power. And it's the devil. We give the devil way too much credit. It's like the devil did this and the devil did that. Sometimes we reference him as just, you gotta realize that it's the devil. We are. When you do things that aren't conducive to you growing, that aren't spiritually conducive, it's the devil in you. It's a spirit, right? So we say the devil. Devil has no power. He can't affect us. We can, right? So we take on that spirit sometimes. So when we sit back and we allow ourselves to do absolutely nothing, and we're moving left and right, and we're thinking that we're getting stuff done, we're doing a lot, but we're not really getting a lot done. So when we're moving left and right, everything, you're still average. You're the average person. Moving forward and backwards, you're moving around, and everybody thinks you're doing something. And you're moving, but you haven't grown any because you don't have any altitude. Let me tell you when you know you're getting some altitude, okay? You know you're getting some altitude, which is the pinnacle of what we do, guys. We need altitude. You want to rise. Why altitude, Nate? Why do I got to move higher? Why altitude? Because God didn't put you on this earth to just do what you do for you. He put you on this earth to do what you do so that other people will see what you do and they can aspire to what you do, right? So if your light is shining bright and they see your light shining, they can't see it while you're amongst all of the other average and mediocre people. You need to rise. So that means your altitude is going to, your attitude is going to determine your altitude. You know, how much you can take, how many hits you can take is going to determine how high you go. But we're moving left and right. We're running all around like little ants and busy bees and not doing a whole bunch of productive things. But people think we're moving. People think that you're actually breaking away because you move a lot. Have you ever seen the action movies where they don't really do a lot, but they cut you back from screen to screen, right? It's like boom, boom. You look over and it's like, oh man, he just kicked that guy in the face, but he didn't really kick the guy in the face. The stuntman came in and did that, but he moved the camera real fast, and maybe it wasn't a stuntman. Maybe it was just him, and because they moved the camera real fast, it looks like he kicked the guy in the face. So those are all camera tricks, and that's what happens to us in life. We allow tricks to allow other people to tell us, oh, you look awesome. What you're doing is great. You know, keep doing what you're doing. But you know deep down inside that I didn't really do that. It's not really me. I'm not really breaking away. I'm still moving longitude on my longitude and latitude. And they think I'm doing stuff, but I'm really not doing anything. And you don't really get found out. People don't really know until all of a sudden, one day, you're found out because people realize that, you know what, maybe they grow. And then they realize that you really didn't grow. So the growth is really in the grind. The growth is really in the breakaway. So the longitude and latitude, guys, that's just how we travel around the mediocre and the average people. If you want more, you got to do more. There is absolutely no way around that, right? There's no way around that. Everybody looks for the shortcuts in life. How can I get this without doing that? How can I go here without having to go through this? We look for the shortcuts, and every time you take a shortcut, there's something more that you sacrifice. You set yourself back. You know, even people that win the lottery, they get money and they got money right away. They get $2, $3, $4, $5 million and more than that. And next thing you know, they don't know how to manage it. And then within a year or two, they've lost it. And they're worse than they were before. So, guys, the breakaway is what we want. And the breakaway is what we're focusing on today. We're focusing on breaking away vertically, not just running around doing busy work. So how do you break away? Coffee break. Tell you guys how you break away. Because this is the piece de la resistance, as they say. This is the cherry on top of the cake. This is the little piece to the puzzle that you can't quite find. You got the puzzle sitting on the table. And you put all the things together, and you got that one little piece of the puzzle that you've lost because it's a 1,000-piece puzzle, and your toddler came along and grabbed that little piece and took it to the room somewhere. So now you're hunting around trying to find that piece of the puzzle, and it's not complete until you find that piece. This is that piece. Hold on one sec. So here's the piece. If you're average, I'm going to set this up. If you're an average person and you know you're not moving in your purpose, you're not functioning how you should be functioning, that's when you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm going to cock my feet up. I love to do my Captain Morgan. You got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm just freaking average right now. Some of you are saying, I don't want to tell myself I'm average. Guys, if you can't tell yourself the truth, then who can you tell the truth, right? So you lie to everybody if you lie to yourself. right? Yeah, love the hearts. Thank you, guys. Thank you. So if you want to get from average to great, guys, you can't tell yourself that you're something that you're not, right? So you look in the mirror and you say, you know what, man? Dang, Nate, you just average. You're just average. What are you going to do to be above average? And at that point is when now everything starts to change. Your whole mental psyche changes. The chemicals in your brain change. Everything, things in your heart start to change. And you start to realize that, man, this isn't really me. I got to do something different. Now is when you put your head down. Now is when you get in grind zone. Now is when you get in the trenches below the trenches. And now you're at that point. Now you're ready to get some altitude. See, a lot of times you guys aren't ready to get. You didn't even get on the plane. You said you went to Paris, but you didn't really go. You said that you did this, but you didn't really do it. It sounds sexy, looks good on the outside, but on the inside, you know you didn't really do it. So what happens when you really put your head down, you have that talk with yourself, and you beat yourself up, and you say, I ain't the person that I said I was, and I'm not even working toward that person. I got to stop fooling everybody else, including myself. Because we always say the kiss of death is when you start believing your own lies, that's the kiss of death, right? So now that's when everything starts for you, when you look in the mirror and you say, I'm just average. How do I get from average to great? How do I get from great to phenomenal? How do I get from just that dude or that chick to, oh my God, that such and such? How do I get to great and how do I get to phenomenal? This is how you do it. You have that talk with yourself in the mirror and you just tell yourself who you really, really are. And you just finally get tired of putting up this facade for people. I'm not saying that all of a sudden ladies take your makeup off and take your hair off and go out their own natural. That's your choice. But what I am telling you is I'm talking about what's on the inside. The person that's on the inside has sculpted the person that's on the outside, right? So once you've done that, guys, here's how you break away. You ready? You ready? You sure? Here's how you break away. You stop looking for the accolades on the outside and start creating them on the inside. It doesn't matter who sees what you're doing on the outside right now. You have to establish a baseline. You have to establish a foundation. You have to establish something that you can stand on first before anybody can see you. That's called a solid foundation. A lot of you go out to work every day, go out to do what you do every day as a totally different person, and you come back into your house and you sink into the sand and you just become a shell of a person and you're trying to realize why your life really isn't moving where you want to move because you're faking the funk out there, but you can't fake the funk in here. So you got to fix what's on the inside before it manifests itself on the outside. So the grind, guys, is where the growth is. So catch this. Some of you are going to catch this. When you start going through all of the stuff that you're doing that's holding you back, when you really start going through everything that you've been procrastinating with and fronting on and trying to make people believe you're doing, but you're not, when you really start drudging through it and breaking that stuff away from your life, guys, you become lighter. You become more agile. You become nimble. You become that person that now is ready. You become fit. You become trim because now you've done the things that you needed to do in the most powerful parts of your life, which is on the inside. Nothing happens physically until it happens mentally. And there's a flip side to that. Watch that blow your mind. If you're overweight, if you're unhealthy, all of that happens in your brain before it happened physically. You made a conscious decision to do the things that you did to get you where you are. Now it's time to flip that thing around, right? And now make a conscious decision to do the things that's right, to have the things that's right on the outside. And that way you don't have to worry about fronting and faking. See, I don't do good at faking. I don't. I suck at it. And when people look at me and they say something crazy to me or something that there's absolutely no way I can believe, then it's going to be all over my face. It's going to be like, hey, this dude don't believe a word I'm saying. You're absolutely right. I call that my BS meter. And honestly, people don't come up and talk to me because they know I have a great BS meter. So when they do come up and talk to me, here's the productive conversations that I love to have. I like to have conversations with people that aren't going to live in their past, that aren't going to be concerned about what's going on right now. I want to know more about You identify the problem, but you concentrate on the solution. And when you start doing that with me, is when the value comes in. It's when I get intrigued in the conversation, because I don't do the pity party, even with myself. When things start to happen in my life and I find myself starting to get down, I have to figure out another way that I can get around that, because if I get into the pity zone, then I start looking for somebody to jump in the boat and row that other side of the boat with me, because I only got one oar. In the pity boat, guys, you only got one oar, so the boat's only going to go around and around and around, and then you're always looking. Remember, misery loves company. You're always looking for that person to come in and help you row that boat. And if you're moving forward and you're in the pity party and you're moving forward, man, you feel like you're right in the zone you need to be in. You feel like, I'm doing good. I got somebody helping me row this boat. They're telling me it's okay to be that you haven't done this. You know, it's okay that you ate, you know, all of that bad food yesterday. Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. You're your own person. Do whatever you want to do, man. You control your life, man. Nobody tells you what to do. And now you got somebody, you're like, that's right. That's right. You rowing. And you're like, man, this is good. And before long, you know, you look up and you row so far, and this person has told you everything that you wanted to hear. And you're thinking that this person is your best friend. And you just, y'all rowing together, y'all talking together. Doesn't matter that you didn't do the things in life that you were supposed to do. And you're like, man, it's okay. You did the things that you could do. Don't worry about it. And they're patting you on the back, and they're rubbing you on the back, and they're rubbing on the back of your head. And you're like, oh, my God, this person's my best friend. And you're rowing, and you look up, and all of a sudden you say, you see a waterfall in front of you. And you all of a sudden, you stop rowing, and you're rowing, and you look over, and the person beside you is the mask slips off the side, and that's the devil. And you're like, oh, I've been rowing with the devil all of this time. And you realize at that point in time that it's really not a person sitting over there. You've really been going in circles the whole time. And now you realize that your BS has gotten so intense that nobody else is going to believe you anymore. And you know you're getting ready to fall off the waterfall. So now you get depressed. Now you get depressed and you try to figure out, what am I going to do now? I'm at the point of almost no return where I don't feel like I can do this anymore. So the only thing that you can do is find that last piece to the puzzle, that piece that you left out in your life, and go and put it in place and get your head down and start doing the things that you need to do. See, guys, people get so sidetracked in looking for accolades from other people. They just do, guys. When I crank this show up on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I know without a shadow of a doubt that the words that I say are not always for me. So I've either lived it or I'm living it. So I already know that I'm speaking to myself first. But I know if it's just one person that jumps on, then somebody's going to be blessed by what I say. And even if it's just one person, I've accomplished my goal for starting the show. Because if I do this show for half of the year, then I've guess how many people I've touched, right? Guess how many people I've touched, because I wasn't afraid to actually get in the trenches and do the work that I needed to do, not worry about the accolades, not worry about what other people are saying about me. Guys, you know, I did the show the other day on Tuesday, and it was called Eagles and Crows. If when you're an eagle, I'm going to rehash a little bit. When you're an eagle, you don't care about crows pecking at your feet, because they can't even get at your feet. You're flying so high. When you're an eagle, you do not care about what the crows are saying. You don't. And I'm going to break it down for you guys and break the news to you guys. There is no in between. Just like either you're hot or you're cold. There is lukewarm for God. You're either hot or you're cold. It's just simple. But in this, it's the same thing. Either you're an eagle or you're a crow. And being an eagle, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how nice your car is. It doesn't matter how nice your house is. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter how you smell. It matters what this is, what's in here. It's the eagle mentality, because you can't get to the stuff that you said that you may want until you get the right stuff here. And once you get the right stuff here, now everything else is just gravy. That's the eagle mentality. That's the three percenters. It has nothing to do with material stuff. See, the devil doesn't want this. He doesn't care about it. He takes this stuff because he knows that it affects you. He takes your houses, your cars. He takes all of that stuff because he knows it affects you. But the devil wants your mind. He wants your spirit. He wants to come in and permeate everything that you have. This is you. This is what God gave you, and nobody else can take it from you. So when he comes in, he wants the mind. And if he gets the mind, everything else goes with it. So your ego mentality is the three percenters. It starts here. It has nothing to do with stuff, guys. None of this has anything to do with stuff. It's about you getting the right mindset that you need and being able to do anything that you want to do. Changing is inevitable, guys. You got to change. The world changes around us every single day. If you stay the same, you become average. Watch this. The bowl is here. You curve, right? There's a learning curve everybody talks about. Boom. Everybody, I'm on the learn. There's a learning curve to that. There's a learning curve to that. Boom, boom, boom. My goal is to not, I don't want to be on the curve. Everybody's on the curve. I don't want to be on the curve. I've always been taught that the quickest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. So my goal in everything I do is to try and bend that curve straight. You can be on the curve. That's the 97%. My mindset is I want to be on the straight with the 3%. I want to be on the curve with the people that say, I want to get it first. I want to be the early bird that gets the worm. I want to be the first to market. I want to be the person that goes so fast to where I got to go that the faster I go, the more people I can help. The higher I go, the more people see me. The brighter I shine, the more paths I can illuminate to get where I am. First partaker, guys, all of that stuff sounds sexy to say, but it's sexier when you actually do it. Take off all of the stuff that you got for other people on the outside saying that this is who I am, and then you go home and you sink down and you say, I ain't nobody. I just feel like crap because everybody thinks I'm this and they think I'm that. It's funny because, you know, me and Pam, we do the gym thing and we work out here at home, and people will actually think that Pam and I love to work out. They actually think that we love to work out. And you just don't know. Neither one of us really likes to work out. There are some people out there that likes to work out. Pam and I aren't. We're not those two people. We just know that the flip side of not working out is not somewhere we want to be. We want to age gracefully. We want to be healthy enough to see our grand. I want to be able to play basketball with my grandson when I'm 60 and he's 15. I want to be able to play with my kids and be able to enjoy things with them when I'm 60, 65, 70 years old. That's why what you do right now, ladies and gentlemen, is going to determine your future. How you live from right now is going to determine how your tomorrow goes. And if you realize that I got to straighten that curve and I got to do the things now that other people aren't willing to do, to have the things later that other people cannot have. If you don't realize that right now, then you'll be one of the people that can't have things that other people have. It is a grind, guys, and I would be lying to you if I told you guys that it was hard, that it was easy. I would just want you guys to chime into this show and listen and get my numbers up. Just if I wanted to do it, I'd just tell you guys it's easy, man. Anything that you want in life is easy. You don't have to be an eagle. You can be a crow and get what you want. You don't have to worry about being a 3%er. Just stick with the 97%, and it'll all work out for you. I can get on here and turn backflips for you guys. I can get on here and wear funny hats and say a whole bunch of funny rhyming jokes for you guys and get my numbers up. That's not my interest. My interest is to show you guys and tell you guys that this isn't easy. It's not going to be easy. Anything in life worth having is worth working for, and it's going to be sacrifices. You're going to have to break away from the average, guys. Your latitude and your longitude does not matter. It doesn't matter where you go as the same person you were last year. You should be asking yourself now, where am I going to be this time next year? Who am I going to be? How much am I going to have grown? People watch everything you do. Where's my book? It's funny. I've got this book, and I had it in the back of my truck the other day, and I was taking my son to school, and he saw me reading that book the other day. And Pam, can you can you grab that book? I'm gonna share with you guys something that I read, and it's because I want you guys to get in. Some of you may have already started this book. I was previously reading another book called The 5-Day Weekend. I love that book, guys. I'm all about mindset. But this book is really has really blessed me. But this book was laying in the back of my truck the other day because I took it. I normally, you know, when I have to take the kids, I drop my daughter off. She just y'all see, she just had to jump in the camera. Yeah, she do. She love attention. I'm just messing with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So guys, you know, my son grabbed his book and he said and he started reading it. I didn't even know he was reading it, right? And he said, "Dad, this is a great book. I love this book." He said, Can I read this, you know, when you finish? And I said, "Yeah, absolutely, son. You know, I said, absolutely, you can read it." And I said, "You can read it whenever whenever you see it laying around, just read it." And this book, guys, The Motivation Manifesto. All right. I'll let you guys see it. You guys snap a picture of that. The Motivation Manifesto for my people on Blog Talk Radio. The Motivation Manifesto, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power by Brendan Burchard. Okay. Awesome book, guys. Awesome book. Been reading this book. This is really, I went through it 3/4 of the way before. And now I'm just starting to finish it up. And I'm going to start and read it all over again because it's a great, great book. You want to talk about personal power and understanding what freedom really is, how to understand fear and how it affects your life. And guys, I'm telling you, this is great stuff in that book. And I'll just leave it at that because, you know, I'm not even getting paid for reading that book. That's not what it's all about for me. I'm not even getting paid to promote that book. It's not what it's all about for me. I want you guys to understand that, you know, life is short. It really is. And if you look up and, I look up, half my life is gone. Over half of it's gone. And I have to ask myself, what have I accomplished? What have I done? You know, who has my life affected? And if you ask yourself those questions and the answer is no, no, and no, nothing, no, and no, then what happens? Then you're not really fulfilling your purpose. So you want to affect, you know, the lives of others. And that's why God put you on this earth, guys. But, you know, there's so many things, man, that we talk about on a daily basis. And I hate having average conversations. I hate just talking about stuff that happened in the past. I hate going through the whole, there's the time for that. You know, we can reminisce and there are those moments in life when we do that. But some people squarely live in the past their whole life. And we allow our past to sabotage and jeopardize our futures because we keep living in our past. Live in the past. I'm not this because of this. I can't do this because this happened to me or that happened to me. And there's some things, some detrimental things that have happened in people's lives that are really hindering them from doing certain things. I get that. But guys, I'm talking about a mindset right now that can serve you for the rest of your life. And if you break away from the average, the 97% of the thinkers, of the people that think the wrong way. And let me put this disclaimer out there again, guys. I ain't talking about money. I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking about the one commodity, the one thing that you control and nobody can ever take away from you, but they can dirty it. They can soil it. They can, you know, sabotage it if you allow them to get in, is your mind. And guys, if you weren't a part of the grind when it first started, and Pam and I are putting together a tour right now. I think it's like a 3-city tour. We're getting ready to go around and actually talk about the very stuff that we're doing here on Grind. And if you weren't here in the very beginning, guys, you'll know that one of the first shows that I did, I actually talked about dream killers. The very first show I did talked about dream killers, okay, and how to get those people out of your life and how to not to allow them to affect your life. But I did a series, guys. And the series was called Master. Nothing happens in life until you master your mindset. Stop trying to master and manipulate everybody else's mindset. Master your own mindset, because once you do that, you've got something that nobody can take from you. And once you do that, guys, at that point, you can build anything you want to build over and over and over again, right? So once you master your mindset, we talked about 3 distinctive things, all right, in that series. We talked about the beginning. We talked about the bridge. And we talked about the destination. And we're going to go over that in the workshop that we do as we travel, guys. We're going to go over that. And we're going to really set some people free, you know, in their thinking. We're going to set you free and get you to a point to where you when you leave that workshop, you're going to feel as if you can do anything that you want to do. Nobody can tell you can't anymore. Because freedom is that one thing that we all look for. And if you're not free enough in your life, ladies and gentlemen, then you're in captivity. You've captured your own self. How do you do that? How do you put your own self in shackles? So that whole series is going to be centered around the beginning, which is the hardest part. The bridge, guys, the bridge is going to blow your mind, okay? And the destination, we've added some stuff to that, guys. You know, this whole workshop is going to just free you, you know, as a whole. All right. So guys, you know, I don't want to go on and on. I want to keep the show at a decent hour. We're already a little over. But nonetheless, it's been awesome talking to you guys, man. I want to read some comments because, you know, we were talking about the breakaway today, and the breakaway. Pam was talking about my PC, guys, the other day that don't work right. And I got to agree. I think I need another one. I don't know what's going on with it, but I've got a Mac and I've used this thing to death. I'm telling you right now. But it's going to work for me today. It's going to work for me today. Let's do this. Gosh. Sam, I need you to go buy me another computer. Pulling, go. No, go get the comments. Go in. I want to get some comments right quick. Can you go into the live? You may not see them because you're just going in. That's all right. That's all right. Oh, all right. All right. I see you guys on IG. Thank you guys for jumping on. I see you, Miss LaWanda Keys. Thank you for jumping on. I see you, Mrs. I'm Too Fancy For You. Absolutely. I see you guys. It's Keisha Newman. I see you. Thank you guys for jumping on. Oh, these are old. Oh, these are good. Oh, okay. All right, so I got some comments here that work. So Angela Hill says, thank you so much. This is powerful. You're welcome. Regina Levy is, of course, saying, hey, Pam. Hey, Pam. Hey, Pam. Yeah. What's going on, Miss Sheila Blanchard? I see you out there. Thank you guys for chiming into the grind, man. It means the world to me, and it means the world when you guys put comments in this thing because, you know, people don't only benefit from what I say. They benefit from what you guys see. This is about real life experiences as well. So a lot of you guys are having real life experiences, and you actually want to share those experiences, and they're relevant right here on the grind, guys. Remember, real life people, real life situations, and you can share it right here. This is the people show. What's going on, Ms. Claudia Ann Hibbert? Great to have you on the grind, young lady. Great to see you. Man, guys, if y'all want some real estate, that's the real estate agent extraordinaire right there, guys. She gets you right. I'm telling you right now, she is the real estate guru. Love that lady right there. Tara A. Barnes, deal with the person in the mirror. Absolutely. See you guys. No shortcut, says Mrs. Claudia Ann Hibbert Smith. Absolutely. Lisa Farrell says she wants more. You got to do more. Absolutely. Regina Levy says, go for what you know. The growth is in the grind. Have to keep moving forward. When you see growth, it won't let me go any further. But nonetheless, guys, you know, I appreciate all of those comments, man. And she's right. I want to close on that. The growth is absolutely in the grind. And I was talking to my daughter in the car the other day, and I was telling her that, you know, there's a reason why, you know, you have to go and find the answers to stuff yourself. Because when you go and find the answers for yourself, that's where the growth is, right? The growth is in that part right there. When you have to find it, if somebody gives you the answers to everything in life, then that means that you're going to always look for somebody to do that. So the growth is in you going through it. You've all heard the saying, guys, you got to go through it in order to get to it. Oh, yeah, there's other ways you can get to it, but it's all about how you get to it. And it's about how you show up to it. Are you a different person when you get to it than you were when you started to go to it, right? But if you show up there as the same person, then, guys, guess what? No bueno, no good, okay? So it's like getting up in the morning and just popping up right out of bed, jumping in your car and driving to work. They're going to be like, what happened? You didn't get ready for work. You didn't put on any clothes. You didn't brush your teeth. You didn't comb your hair. You just came to work, right? This ain't church. You can't come as you are. you're going to have to put on some clothes, right? But what happened was in between that point, guys, you decided that I got to get ready to go to work. So there was a process that you went through. And your process gets better and better every morning. You learn your route to work every morning. You learn your job better every day based on the things you go through. So, man, look, let me find a good song to play for you guys, man. I really appreciate you guys jumping on the grind, man. Hopefully you share this out. Hopefully you go back and you revisit, guys. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 and you'll be able to actually access all of the episodes that we've done on the grind, guys. It's been, man, probably 100 and some odd episodes on the grind. And you can see when we first started and we talked about some of the stuff that I just mentioned. And, you know, this show is all about, this is a self-help show, right? And we're very, very big on actually, you know, showing you how to help yourself, showing you how to control your own controls, because there's a lot of value in being able to do that. And a lot of people don't understand that if you don't control your controls, if you keep letting people in to control you, then you'll never really understand, you know, who you really are. You never understand what God created you to be, who God created you to be, and you'll never really know, you know what you can do in life. You know, the actual grind is where the pain comes. All right, there's gonna be pain, and you're gonna have to go through that pain. Do we want to go through it? Man, absolutely not. Nobody wants to go through pain, but pain is one of those things that you're gonna have to go through, man, in order to get to it. And every successful person will tell you that, you know, pain is a part of what we do, and they still go through it every day. And I'll tell you guys, money don't fix all your problems, all right? Money just doesn't. You know, money is a resource, and you're going to get problems. You're going to get problems, and it's going to happen, right? So I'm going to play this song for you guys, and I want to say thank you guys again for jumping on the grind, man. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. sharp. You guys, you know, feel free to share this out. Feel free to jump on. There is a phone number that you can also dial into to be on the grind, actually hear the music and hear the show firsthand. 657-383-1291. You hear it in the beginning of the show every single episode, guys. So, you know, feel free to share this out, guys, and get somebody on that you know is going through some things in life that you want them to hear another voice, because sometimes they hear your voice all the time, but sometimes they want to hear it from somebody else, okay? Guys, do it in the boss way, like my man Canton Jones is saying here. If I can find this song again, I don't know if that, and I'm gonna have to search it up, because I kind of like this song. Like y'all say, he likes all the songs. I do. God bless you guys, man. We'll see you guys.
Boss.
Everything
boss,
I do.
Everything I do,
everything I do it in a boss way.
Yeah, bless another saving soul. You know the Lord, he made me whole. Worshiping him till I'm old. When it comes to worshiping him, I'm a pro. Change the world like a boss. I remember I was lost. Now I'm found because of Jesus Christ paid everything on the cross. Now I walk like a boss. Now I pray like a boss. Now I live like a boss. Pay for everything and give like a boss. I ain't telling you to do it. Just respect what it is. When the Holy Ghost hit me, room full of goons holding back the bill.
I do it in a boss way. Everything I do it in a boss way.
Bosses overlooking territory, and the never one of mayor boys. Man, we all over here speaking faith. Go somewhere else with them horror stories. Talk to bosses on a daily basis, and we plotting on the move we're making. Now you want it like, oh, here we go. But we plotted this a year ago. Kingdom coming down to every hood. Sticking with it till we doing good. Sticking to it till this will be done. Altar call now with everyone. Me and coming to the fold, boss. Bless another, save a soul, boss. In the presence like a boss. Push the kingdom like a boss.
Everything I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, do it in a boss way. I do.
boss.
I don't walk in fear, cause I'm a boss. I have authority,
cause I'm a boss.
We coming in the night,
cause I'm a boss.
And we run the game cause I'm Simsy Ball. Falling but I was caught. Walk like a ball cause I'm confident I was kingdom tall. Stir the boss of bosses, he made wins out of my losses. God giving and we receiving like Odell and Randy Moss. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in the ways the Lord has made. And I will stay on the path. Walking in the light, feeling like a man. And when bosses talk, if you in the dark, you may not understand.
Everything I do, do it in the boss way. Everything I do, do it in the boss way.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Go in this one next time. Deuces, y'all.